Well, President Biden returning home, but COP26 continues in Scotland with the attention turning to big finance companies pledging to reach net zero carbon. Here with more is Yahoo Finance's Akiko Fujita. And Akiko, a huge $130 trillion announcement made today. What can you tell us?
Well, that's certainly the hope. But let's talk about the theme of the day, because it really is all about climate financings and how to mobilize capital to get the funds to developing countries who, number one, are not just the most affected countries by climate change, but those in most need of financial help to try and transition to that green economy. And on that front, we did get this announcement today from former governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, who, by the way, is now a UN envoy for climate action and finance. He made the announcement that 40% of the global financial institution is now committed to helping with that transition for developing countries and potentially capitalizing or mobilizing up to $130 trillion. That's a big announcement, because up until today, many of the commercial banks, at least, have really remained on the sidelines in terms of pulling their money to help with this transition for developing countries. Now, in addition to that, we got an announcement today from the UK Chancellor of the Exchequer saying that private firms or the private sector overall in the UK will now have to disclose detailed plans about how they plan to decarbonize. We also heard from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen earlier this morning talking about these green investment grade green bonds the U.S. plans to launch to help with financing of clean technology projects. She urged the private sector to jump in and put their money behind this transition. Take a listen.
The private sector is ready to supply the financing to set us on a course to avoid the worst effects of climate change. CEOs representing trillions in assets are here to show their commitment. Financial institutions with collective assets under management of nearly $100 trillion have come together under the Glasgow Financial Alliance for Net Zero, or GFANZ. If these ambitions are realized, those portfolios will be carbon neutral by 2050 and significantly reduce emissions by 2030.
And now it's important to know, when we talk about this move to net zero, we're talking about a 30-year transition that's about to happen here. It comes with a significant price tag, upwards of $100 trillion. And despite those big announcements we've gotten today, there's already some skeptics who are pushing back, saying, well, they sound grand. They sound like grand plans, but especially with banks, that may not exactly point to the full picture. I got a statement from the Carbon Tracker Initiative, who looks into the portfolios of these banks too, who say, look, unless these companies and these financial institutions completely stop lending to fossil fuel companies and projects, they can't claim that they're net zero.
Okay, thank you. And Larry Fink also made some comments. He was a little bit skeptical.
Yeah, so he made comments at a panel here at COP26, where he said specifically that, you know, while it was fair to go after publicly listed companies, pressure them to decarbonize, to disclose their carbon footprint, it simply wouldn't be enough to make this transition to net zero, largely because a lot of the capital is being now transitioned to private companies. And I want you to read this quote specifically, what he said. He said, we are seeing more hydrocarbons moving away from public entities to private entities. If we're serious about this, we have to ask all of society to move forward, or we're lying to ourselves. We will not get to a net zero. So Larry Fink, with some healthy skepticism there, saying that we've got to think about this more holistically. It can't just be about the publicly listed companies.
Okay, and I'm not the only skeptic. I believe Greta Thunberg was also in the audience, and she had some criticism to throw at these big banks as well. Akiko Fujita, thank you so much for your reporting.